the latest on technology and the future of work. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's news a Chinese telecommunications company, ZTE, has halted most of its operations. The announcement has come less than a month after the U.S. Commerce Department banned American companies from selling components to ZTE. There are concerns that this may be an early casualty of what some are calling a new Cold War between the U.S. and China. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
ZTE is America's fourth largest cell phone brand and one of China's most successful telecommunications suppliers globally. It's accused of violating U.S. sanctions on North Korea and Iran, and then lying to American officials about whether the employees responsible were punished, a claim ZTE denies. Still, the U.S. Commerce Department banned ZTE from using American technology for the next 7 years. The ban is crippling for ZTE because it depends on American microchips and other components to make its smartphones and networking equipment. The move comes at a time when the Trump administration wants to address China's broader ambition to upgrade its manufacturing in advanced technologies. American firms worry that this will create unfair competition. ZTE is petitioning the U.S. Commerce Department to reverse the ban.
Jennifer, thank you. Let's check markets. The FTSE in London is down 0.4%. Dow and S&P and NASDAQ futures are mixed. With less Iranian oil presumed, crude oil is up and up, $71.61 a barrel, up another 0.6% today. Now to what I variously called robot-proof jobs, or robots ate my job. The White House hosts an Artificial Intelligence for American Industry Summit today. Executives from Amazon, Facebook, Ford, IBM, and more will be there. At the moment, artificial intelligence is not really regulated. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
When it comes to artificial intelligence, or AI, the government just hasn't caught up, relying on regulations from a time when AI was the stuff of movies, with creepy computers like HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Today, AI is used in self-driving cars, smartphones, drones, and agencies like the Federal Aviation Administration are playing catch-up.
The FAA has adopted a kind of mother may I approach to drones.
That's Ryan Kalo, a law professor at the University of Washington. He says the FAA used to require all drones to be registered. No more. Other government agencies are figuring out how to regulate robots doing surgery. Christopher Padilla of IBM says if AI is just used as a tool, no regulation is needed. But
where AI may potentially take the place of human judgment, government would have to look more closely.
And you might want more government oversight if you're being operated on by a robot. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And a reminder just how much all this artificial intelligence is going to shake the workplace to its core. One man who studies this carefully is James Manyika, director of the McKinsey Global Institute. He was a key voice in my series, Robot Proof Jobs. Thanks for coming into the New York Bureau here.
Thank you for having me, David.
All right, we hear a lot about software, robots, automation, but artificial intelligence, that's starting to be of practical use in the real world.
So we should be clear, when people refer to artificial intelligence, they're largely talking about deep learning techniques that are based on neural networks. And these are finding enormous application in the real practical world. So a lot of the problems that these techniques get applied to are what you might call classification problems. This looks like an anomaly in a production process. This one doesn't. And also a whole bunch of estimation problems and prediction problems. It looked like you looked at this, David, so maybe now you want to buy this. Or I've looked at your conversations, and I think the next thing you're going to say is the following. Or I'm now trying to understand your speech.
People running businesses now may need to understand this technology better.
Oh, they absolutely need to understand it. In fact, one of the things we've done is we've looked at something like over 500 use cases. These are actual problems in the real world that typically businesses are trying to figure out. Predictive maintenance, for example, trying to understand information in supply chains, for example. A lot of these lend themselves very easily to these techniques. And in fact, we actually found that if you take two big areas in business, a lot of sales and marketing activities, there's a huge amount you can do using these techniques.
But what does it mean to the human who did that kind of work in the past?
So as opposed to, for example, take somebody who used to spend a lot of time inspecting how things look in order to understand, for example, whether something was broken or not, they may not need to spend that much time on that anymore. They may need to do something different. So a lot of occupations are going to change quite significantly. It also means in some cases, the demand for certain occupations may start to decline. So this question of some declining occupations and some changed occupations is one of the big effects.
The CEO of Tesla, the electric car company, he's been struggling to produce enough of those Model 3 mass market electric cars. And he blamed the machines for some of this. His quote was, "Excessive automation at Tesla was a mistake. Humans are underrated." I don't know. What does that say to you that he's in that position now?
Well, I think it actually confirms something that most AI researchers and roboticists have known for a very long time, which is there's certain tasks that are very easy for machines to automate, and there's some that are very, very hard. And often the hard ones involve judgment. They involve working and making decisions in very unstructured environments. And those are things that humans are very, very good at.
Always good to talk to James Manyika, director of the McKinsey Global Institute. James, thank you.
Thanks, David.
And I guess we live long enough to see this stuff, from artificial intelligence now to flying cars. There's news that five companies around the world are hard at work on flying machines that take off straight up like a helicopter, but without the big choppy blade. Why? Because the car service Uber has just announced it hopes to launch a flying ride service within 5 years. Karam of California is the latest aircraft producer to join in. Why is Uber doing this? Because I suppose Uber means up above in German. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.